Cowboys, Cowboys, Cowboys.
Football season is coming, and we're your station for Cowboys hot sports opinions. Brought to you by Miller Lite and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
5:12 is the time. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Good afternoon, everybody. You're listening to The Hardline. Live from Delta Wireless Solutions in Roanoke. An authorized representative of Nextel.
They've got your solutions.
That's right. They are at 377 and Main out here in Roanoke. If you would like to drop by, maybe you can get hooked up with passes to see War of the Worlds or Mr. and Mrs. Smith at any Cinemark theater. Maybe you can get hooked up with tickets to the Nextel race out at the Texas Motor Speedway in November, the Nextel Cup race.
Maybe you can get hooked up with a ticket chick.
Yeah, maybe you can get a ticket chick interested in talking to you. Although they seem far more interested in talking to each other than anything else.
You know, it's the hardest one to get out of that?
What?
The Nextel tickets.
Yes, it is. So come on out here to Delta Wireless Solutions, the Nextel place out here in Roanoke, and make all that work out for you. Time now to stop down for a little bit of... And this is brought to you by Budweiser and Subaru. So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello. Over-the-top radio personality. Bringing back the glory days of Rodentia. Here's Cobra.
Thank you.
I'm playing with my snake.
Thank you, Michael. Well, it seems this morning that we had another wardrobe malfunction on television.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, good gosh.
Jugs. Supposedly.
Start watching what we say on the radio again.
ABC's Good Morning America, during a dance contest or a dance competition, had a booby pop out.
Really?
Totally?
ABC pixelated out the...
Totally?
During the West Coast feed, but it was a full-on, unpixelated booby for everyone to see. Now, I'm assuming this is going to be just like the Super Bowl when they're just sitting there watching innocent television with their 5- and 6-year-old kids sitting there by their side. Well, we just can't have this. Let's call the FCC and complain. Even though a woman was dancing and literally... Like, the strap of her dress fell down, I guess, and her boob popped out. No one really knows what went on. I got this email from our boss, Dan Benet. So, there's really no story on it right now. It just says, a pop-out occurred today, at least inside of Eastern and Central time zone viewers of the live feed during a segment showing a dance competition. It says, will ABC have to deal with the indecency complaints to the FCC? And if it does, will Viacom use that as ammunition to fight its Janet Jackson Super Bowl fine?
I would, wouldn't you? Same thing?
Hell yeah. Well, no, it's not the same thing because this truly was accidental. And Janet Jackson, you know, that was a publicity stunt on her part. But...
Hey, a boob's a boob.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I want to see all these same people freak out... No, my kid saw a boo. I mean, he's going to hell.
I don't think they will.
I don't either. They've already had that toy. They've already played with that toy.
I know. It just disgusts me.
And it was
not intentional.
This was not a boo shown in a provocative manner either.
Right.
But it may be, you know what? Who knows? This may have been
real accident.
Yeah, but a big old faker that just popped out. You know? Like one of those monsters that you see.
Big old veiny.
Yeah.
Milker.
Yeah.
With a Chinese throwing star on it.
Hey, at least she had that.
Hair.
At least she had that to cover it up. You know, at least she had that going on. I mean, I guess they were trying to capitalize on Dancing with the Stars, and they had a booby pop out.
Oh, everybody's going to do that now.
Well, that's their network, I think. Isn't that on ABC?
Well, I guarantee you this will be nowhere near the big deal.
Of course it won't. And you know what? I don't know why.
Snake!
It's a boob.
Yeah, but you have to put it in context.
Where's middle America? Where's your little conservative right freaking out?
But, I mean, this was just an accident.
Wah, there's a boob.
But this was an accident. Although I guarantee you, the girl that had this happen to her
is loving it.
Naked in magazines next month.
Now, it could be a big pig. We don't know.
Yeah, what if it's a big pig, Gregor?
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. She'll still be naked in magazines next month.
You have pig in there? She'll oink her way into the pages. That's what.
That's what I'll ask when I'm purchasing that magazine to the cashier.
Do you have pig in there?
Yeah.
There's going to be a film about September 11th, a big budget Superman or super duper monster movie.
Does that need to be done?
A blockbuster.
Yeah.
A Hollywood blockbuster.
Now, is this the first one?
Yep.
That's not counting your underground DVD of you at the Improv running off the 9/11 joke series, right?
Who's you?
You.
Me?
Yeah.
Hey, what are you talking about?
That night you opened up for Dave Little?
I guess all the big movie places, I guess they figured, you know.
Yeah, Cobra goes to the Improv, he opens for Dave Little, he gets a 9/11 joke series up and running.
They're probably saying, you know, it's been 4 years, so, you know, it's time for us to capitalize and make money off this now.
Yeah. People are desensitized to it.
Yeah, let's go ahead and start making some money off this.
How long before they made Tora, Tora, Tora?
That was made in the 70s.
I thought that was made in the 60s.
I thought it was made in the 30s.
Well, if it was made in the 60s, late 60s.
Let's look that up, Danny, as Corby will look it up for you.
Well, see, I can't look at you and the computer screen at the same time.
All you have to do is type in Tora, Tora, Tora.
How can you look at him in his LeBeau haircut anyway?
Cora, Cora,
Cora. Cora, Cora,
you're right, Grego. 1970.
Cora, yep. Cora, Cora.
Cora, Cora, Cora.
So they waited some, what, 31 years?
Do you think that Cora, Cora, Cora would be a better film than Tora, Tora, Tora?
I think it would.
Can they do that?
Oh, no. More audio from the Improv.
Yeah, we can get that going.
When are you doing your
song collection working?
When are you going back to the Improv to do your slave joke series?
I don't have any.
There's that, too.
I don't have any slave joke series.
Open it up for Gordo.
Coral.
This movie will be directed by none other than Oliver Stone.
Mm. Oh, well, he'll have the planes missing the building.
Yeah, that's his conspiracy. That there was a bomb that actually went off in there?
Right.
No, he'll have George Bush piloting one of the planes and parachuting out before
it falls
into
the
building.
It will start. Now, it's based on, it's a true story.
Really? 9/11's true?
No, it's not just about 9/11, ding-dong. It's the true story of the last two men, Port Authority police officers John McLaughlin and his group, and William J. Jimeno. They were the last two rescued from the collapse of the Trade
it's a
Center.
Different group.
The film follows their ordeals and the efforts of their rescuers. Nicolas Cage will star as one of the cops.
Oh, God. Who's the other? Ben Affleck?
Doesn't say.
John Turturro.
Giacomo.
Who? John Turturro?
Yeah.
He's good. I like him.
God,
maybe it'll be Giacomo.
I wish that Oliver Stone wasn't manning the helm to this thing.
Giacomo!
Nick Cage and a talking horse. That'll be good.
Based on a true story.
I don't remember that story.
If it was a talking horse, it wouldn't be Giacomo.
Former Oscar winner.
And
former Derby winner, Giacomo.
Giacomo!
Together at last.
No, if it was a talking horse, it couldn't be Giacomo. But there used to be one, didn't there?
60s TV show?
I don't know.
What was his name?
Puff Daddy? Is that?
Mr. Ed.
That's it.
Once again, let's run down some of the things that Oliver Stone has done here in the last couple of years.
Smoked hash, smoked weed,
well,
been
besides,
busted for smoking hash.
Besides all the drug busts, Alexander?
Fail. Any Given Sunday?
Fail. Worst movie ever. God, he hadn't done anything in 15 years.
He hadn't done anything since the 4th of July, and that wasn't that great.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
It was wonderful.
Wasn't that great?
Overacting.
Okay.
Well, he's done something since then,
hasn't
he?
Well, yeah, he did U-Turn, He did Nixon, bad movie. Natural Born Killers.
Nixon was not that bad.
Awful movie.
Joan Allen was good in it. That's about it.
Nixon wasn't terrible.
I couldn't look at Hannibal Lecter as
Right,
Nixon.
As Nixon.
I'm not a crook, Clarice.
I'm telling you, he's had so many misses lately.
But with Salvador, Platoon, Wall Street, Talk Radio, Born on the 4th of July, The Doors, JFK, all in succession, he wins because that's seven really significant
films.
Yeah,
boy, he was about as hot as it got there for a while.
Do you guys like Talk Radio?
Yeah, I like Talk Radio.
I thought that was good, man. You did?
Yep, I didn't like it.
Really?
I just didn't like it. I didn't find it believable.
No, it was completely unbelievable. But for some reason, I found that movie to be entertaining.
Katie Holmes has an interview in W Magazine that's going to come out here pretty soon.
Yeah.
And while she's being interviewed, she was flanked by her Scientology buddy, Jessica Rodriguez, her mentor. Holmes, throughout the interview, calls Rodriguez, whom she's known for 6 weeks, her best friend.
You know, the more that I think about this, the more I think Big Bob Wolanski's right. This is a public abduction.
Mm-hmm. By the way, whenever she's out of her house, this woman is by her side. No matter where she goes, there goes her little handler.
Wonder if she can even take a dump in private.
Well, no, she can't.
That's a good question, though.
Yeah, it really is, I guess.
And clean.
Hey, come here, look at this, and it won't flush.
You can, but you just call everybody in to look at it.
Right, then you try to kebab it.
When Holmes is asked to describe her feelings for Cruz in the interview, Rodriguez interrupts and says, "You adore him."
No.
Yes.
I don't believe that. That's embellishment on your part.
Did you make that up?
I swear to God, you want to come here and look at it?
No, I believe you.
I mean, if I'm making it up, I'll admit that I'm making it up. This is what it says.
I mean, if you were doing an interview with a major magazine like that, and somebody bumped into, wouldn't you tell them, hey, let me answer that, okay?
Grego, she's impressionable. She's brainwashed. She doesn't know what is going on. She doesn't know her ass from a hole in the wall right now because of Scientology.
She's a little girl. We're crying
She's
out loud.
26 years old.
Still a little girl.
She's 26. A shade out of her teens.
During
she's
the interview.
26.
Yeah, she's a shade out of her teens.
She's closer to 30 than 20.
It says,
I mean, you should know, and she's been an actress, so she should know the ways of the world.
It says in a very choreographed stunt, right in the middle of the interview, Katie receives an expensive surprise gift from Cruz, showing his love and admiration.
And is this a major magazine?
W?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of women read it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm now more than ever convinced that he is a flaming homo.
Why?
Oh, jeez.
And that this is all just prefabbed.
See, I don't think
Something's
he is.
Up.
I don't think he's gay. I just think he's found his...
He's retarded.
I think he's found his mark. I mean, he's found a woman who will acquiesce to whatever he says concerning this way of life.
That's right. He has.
But all this stuff is structured for the media.
And that's what makes this an abduction in plain sight. Just like Wolanski said, this is a kidnapping. And nobody's doing anything about it.
Good. Don't go to any of his Tom Cruise's movies.
I won't.
Just don't go.
War of the Worlds, not interested.
By the way, that cost $180 million to make, and I think it's only made $160 million. It took a pretty big hit this week as the Fantastic Four kicked ace. Let's see.
56.
Yeah, $56 million. War of the Worlds still made $31 million, but they say that's it's not doing near what they thought it would do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It dropped
they should have released it around Halloween. That's why.
It dropped 52%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I hear the Fantastic Four in bad.
I hear it's pretty bad.
Oh, you
I
did?
I heard it's awful.
Yeah, got a real bad review in the morning news.
Wonder what Wolanski's going to think about it.
Wolanski said it's a comic book movie that looks like a comic. He said, it is what it is, but as far as...
terrible.
Like, okay. He hated Batman.
But he liked it, didn't he?
I don't know if he, liked it, but he said that... It was what it was, and
yeah,
they did a good job.
As far as what it is goes, it's okay, isn't it?
Right, exactly.
There is one movie coming out that I'm very interested to see what Big Bob has to say.
Willy Wonker?
Yes. Yes.
Did you guys think that the first one was that great with Gene Wilder?
It was absolute genius.
What is so great about it?
For a kids movie,
because I was like 13 when it came out.
And it was creepy and weird.
It confused me.
No, I didn't think that one was creepy.
The original? When they're going through the tunnel and he's never really know where you are going. And it just gets...
Well, that's just...
They keep going faster and faster.
Hey, if you think that's crazy, I watched that first look. You know,
they showed the squirrels.
Yes, that is amazing.
I told you guys, they trained 40 squirrels to crack nuts and put it on a conveyor belt, and they showed the trainer with these squirrels.
That was amazing how they were getting that done.
All they had to do was computer animate.
I need a squirrel.
But, you know, I just hate the way his sets look.
Genius.
You know what? It didn't look that different from the original.
It looked creepy. I know one thing. I know Johnny Depp, who's like 42 years old, look like he's about 16.
I know. Everyone's comparing him to Michael Jackson. Like, when you see him, that's what you think of.
Well, they did that to him with makeup. I mean, it's not like he went in and had a bunch of plastic surgery.
Really, Greg?
Makeup? They use that in Hollywood?
They do. Like in movies? I mean, they do that to enhance your features. They do. You guys didn't know that?
I can't wait for the new Pirates of the Caribbean, though, with Keith Richards.
I know.
So excited.
Doesn't he play his father?
Yeah. Jack Sparrow's dad.
You guys, you really missed out by not seeing that.
Both of you missed Pirates of the Caribbean?
Mm-hmm. I did.
Jeez, man, you've got to see it.
It is a blast.
It's funny as hell.
Yeah.
I'll bring the DVD up, Mike, if you'll watch it.
There is a
real... It was terrible. When they make a violent pirate movie where it shows pirates the way they really were, I'll be into it.
There is a reason he was nominated for Best Actor for this, because he was absolutely genius in this. And it got great reviews, and it made, what, $400 million?
Well, I have no doubt he was terrific. But he was terrific in Edward Scissorhands, and that's one of the worst movies of all time.
Anybody ever heard of the R&B singer or rapper, I'm not sure, Omarion? Omarion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kevin?
No. I've heard of him.
Yeah.
I think he might have been in that Dr. Pepper commercial. I'm not sure. With Smokey Robinson.
Is he a Brit or is he American?
No, he's American.
Okay. He's American.
I think he was in London, though, when the attacks occurred.
Yeah.
Snake.
So he was scheduled to play a gig there, and I guess he wasn't involved in anything, but he was there.
Cobra.
And his PR machine said, listen, we would really like for all of you fans to pray that he has a safe trip and a safe return home. Not really saying a prayer for the 49 or is that how many people are dead now?
I thought it was over 50.
Some of the people, 700 injured?
Yeah. Just pray for him to make it home safely. And so now he is catching holy hell. And his PR, this is his publicist saying this. Well, quote, he wasn't hurt or anything, but just the fact that he was there and all that.
Golly.
They want to get somebody with at least a GED to be your publicist.
You think?
And you, does he use the word stuff in there? Like, you know, and all that stuff?
Stuff, yeah.
And if you're going to announce this release, you might want to do it for a celebrity that, I don't know, somebody's actually heard of.
Right.
He's pretty good.
Shut up.
Well, he had a hit song.
You don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Well, what was it, Greg?
AK-47.
Straight in the cop's mouth, right?
Right.
And the man who tried to kidnap David Letterman's baby, Kelly Frank, who worked at Letterman's ranch there for a while, copped a plea.
Frank!
And he will be facing with every sentence combined, about a 16-year sentence.
Why don't people leave Letterman alone? Why are they breaking into his house and trying to steal his baby?
And man, that guy has more people coming after him.
And by the way, this guy has the biggest mustache you've ever seen in your life.
Did that surprise you?
Do we have a middle name on him?
No, we do not.
Did that surprise you, Corby?
No, it didn't. People with mustaches, generally, bad people.
All right, the middle name here will be either Doyle, Paul, Earl,
Wayne.
What about Ray?
Or Ronald.
Ronald?
Ronald?
Yeah.
I'm betting on Wayne, Kelly Wayne Frank. That sounds good.
Could be Ray, too.
Now, this is what he cut a deal with prosecutors and pleaded guilty Monday to felony theft. And this is what his theft was. Quote, possession of an illegally taken game trophy animal.
What?
Yeah.
A game trophy animal?
And that's a 10-year sentence. That's where the brunt of his sentence is going, not for the kidnapping charge.
Well, it's because he didn't do it.
Right.
He just conspired.
Right.
That's weird.
It is weird. That's that, and that is your Monday edition of entertainment news.
Okay. All right, nicely done.
Okay.
Good stories, good flow.
It is 5:31.
Play the audio.